Hello, I am Mary from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking to people in Texas today, and we would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis.
Sure.
Okay, so just for quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. In which state do you currently live?
Texas.
Thank you. And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Cameron.
Thank you very much. Of all of the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone, and some on a regular home phone, all or almost all calls on a regular home phone?
Some on both.
Okay, thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by any candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. Now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
1950.
Thank you very much. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? It's Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
Some college.
Thank you. Thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve.
Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Democrat.
Would you say definitely Democratic or probably Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now I would like you to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether if you heard of the person, then if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we will go to the next one. The first name is Joe Biden. Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about him?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Next name, Kamala Harris. Do you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion about her?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Next name, Mayra Flores.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Next in the list, Vicente Gonzalez.
Very favorable.
Thank you. And Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested, and 10 means you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
10.
Thank you. If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Kamala Harris, Democrat.
Thank you very much. Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colin Aldred, Democrat?
Colin Aldred, Democrat.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Mayra Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat?
Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat.
And would you say probably Gonzalez or definitely Gonzalez?
Definitely.
Thank you very much. Now, I just have a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. All right. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Moderate.
Thank you. How would you describe your economic circumstance? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class?
Middle class.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak only Spanish at home, mostly Spanish but some English, Spanish and English equally, mostly English but some Spanish, only English at home?
Mostly English with some Spanish.
Thank you. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. With that, we conclude our survey. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you for your participation.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.